So once again, if anyone in Shalapalik, from those guys, those who are in the lobby area, if you could please just come in and take your seat. We need to get started. Before we get started for our program tonight, we have a representative from CARE, Brother Zawar, who's a local to this masjid here, has a great program that's going to be held here at the masjid that CARE is offering for students in high school level, and he'll explain more. They're going for political activism and so forth. And so it's a great program, alhamdulillah. It's a great opportunity, especially because it's local here at this masjid, and it's going to be multiple weeks, and so it's going to be very beneficial for you. So inshallah, ta'ala, he's going to go over really quick before we get started.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. So my name is Zawar Jaffrey. I was born and raised and grew up in this community with a lot of people. I went to kindergarten with Hassan. I'm actually currently working as a youth development coordinator at CARE LA, just down the street in Anaheim. And for the first time, we actually had this opportunity to bring a youth program, which is one of our most popular youth programs that we've done to date, to the Islamic Society of Orange County, called the Muslim Game Changers Network. So this is actually, today in particular, is actually one of the most important holidays that we kind of have in Muslim American history, in that it's actually the 55th anniversary of the assassination of Malcolm X, aka Al-Hajj Malik al-Shabazz. And we know quite often within the confines of our community, we tend to circulate a lot of rhetoric that kind of tends to maximize and emphasize how important Malcolm really was to us in terms of the justice that he advocated for, the truth-telling that he incessantly advocated for, or for racial equality, and how oftentimes he kind of fused his own religiosity as something that was the foundation upon which he actually advocated for justice. But how many of us really tend to know Malcolm in depth, especially amongst a lot of the younger people, in terms of really knowing what exactly he stood for, but a lot of the strategies that he actually tried to implement so that he can transform not only himself, but the communities around him, to the point where even today, a lot of the imams that we have within our community actually use the autobiography as the one moment where they actually learned about Islam, and were actually just even motivated to convert or to learn more about it until they actually converted to Islam and became the leaders of our community today. So oftentimes, we kind of live in a society right now which is heavily politicized, and naturally so because we live in the Trump administration today. But we start to live in a society right now where a lot of people may not even be aware of how we have an Islamophobia industry, about how we have more than 33 organizations out there in America today that continue to profit and make money off of proliferating and disseminating Islamophobic content and material that can continue to contribute to decreasing the quality of life that Muslims may have in the world today. So oftentimes when we look at this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ where, and I'm going to be paraphrasing, where he actually spoke about how if you see an injustice in front of you, you try to change it with your hand. And if you are incapable of actually doing so, at least try to use your tongue so you can speak against it and speak truth to power. But if you're even unable to do that, then you must hate it in your heart, and even that is the weakest of iman. That's the weakest part of faith. So exactly how do we kind of conceive and understand things like racism or Islamophobia as systemic entities that actually try to contribute and affect our lives on a daily basis? And how do we actually get the tools necessary for us to challenge injustice in an effective manner? Enter a program like the Muslim Game Changers Network, or MGN, which is a weekly social justice training program for high school Muslim students. CARE has emphasized and really invested a great deal of time within the past 20 plus years that the organization's been around to just invest in our youth and to help them become the leaders of today and tomorrow. And this is the first time that we've had the privilege of actually bringing this program to Garden Grove, which I think is a very unique opportunity, and it's an opportunity that's incredibly rare because oftentimes people don't necessarily come to this masjid to see if they can provide a service like this. So this is actually a weekly social justice training program where we'll be delving into helping high school students not only learn a bit about themselves, but look at their family histories, look at the systemic concepts and the things that have contributed to affecting their lives, be it colonialism or imperialism. But really, what are these isms, and how do we actually properly understand these things in a framework that's built upon the foundation of Islam? How do we understand oppression in relation to the Prophet ﷺ and the first fledgling communities that he had, not only in Mecca as a persecuted minority, but how did that transition over to Medina when he was actually trying to establish a society full-fledged? So this program kind of helps on a week-by-week basis through a series of workshops that we have that are very interactive. We We try to teach high school students how to not only kind of understand themselves, but understand the world around them. And in addition to that, we try to help them effectively challenge injustice by kind of understanding the systems that are kind of at play. What is this broader game? And who are the powers at play? Who are the people that are playing? And what types of leverage or what types of resources do they have to kind of exert power upon other people? How do we understand power en masse? And actually, after that, we try to help develop these students so that they can learn a variety of different organizing tools on the ground so they can learn to actually lead campaigns of their own. So that when we learn about how the Muslim ban is expanding, we can figure out ways for us to kind of counteract that on our high school campuses, in college, or even beyond that. Or if we look at seeing how climate change is actually one of the most existential crises that we have, how do we actually kind of understand that in a way where our community can continue to understand and learn about that threat in a better fashion so we can actually address that in terms of how our masajid actually have particular policies that could be contributing to environmental waste. So this is actually an incredibly valuable program. I'll be here for the rest of the night if you have any more questions. It's going to be here starting from February 29th, weekly on Saturday mornings up until April 18th, right before Ramadan. And the applications you can find on MuslimGameChangers.com. The applications, this is the last weekend that we have for them to be open. So they're actually due this Sunday by midnight, and we're running out of time for that, and we need as many people as possible to sign up for this. So if you have any more information, if you need any more information, I'll be here throughout the night. You can also contact me. My email is on the back of the flyers. And inshallah, this can be a fruitful program if we have youth that actually decide to register, and not only mentally, but also physically as well for it. So, JazakAllah Khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
My brother Zawar, may Allah bless you. The flyers will be on the table in the back. I'll introduce Brother Waz Ilyas, Brother Hassan's brother. He'll be, inshallah, doing a quick intro here.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What is up, everyone? It's your boy, Maz Ilyas, and boy, am I glad to be here. Who's excited to be here? Like, honestly, how many of you guys know Hassan? Anyone? I know him. I know him a little too well. Alhamdulillah. We're in for a treat tonight, so let's get started. I've known this individual for about 22, 24 years, actually my entire life. He's one of my first friends, teammate, classmate, one of my mentors, a coach, business partner, true companion. He's one of them real one, day one type homies, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know what I'm saying. He's one of Fountain Valley's finest athletes, competed as a wrestler, a football player, made his name in track and field at Fountain Valley High School. Go Barons, where my Barons at? Hell yeah. Heaven yeah. He wanted to compete collegiately at the University of Central Missouri, where he graduated in a bachelor's in psychology. He is now pursuing his dream, competing professionally for the Pakistani national team. Go Wapta. Nobody. All right, here we go. Alhamdulillah, we've been trained by the finest, and Hassan, he continually worships the highest. Without any further ado, and this is where you guys get real loud for him, really set the energy. Without any further ado, give it up for your boy, Hassan Ilyas.
I'll give you this mic. Hey guys, real quick, before we get started, by the way, assalamu alaikum, I need you guys to do me something, a quick favor. Who has a cell phone on them real quick? Man, there's so many people here. I don't have my cell phone tonight. Who has a cell phone? Can you guys text for me real quick? Real quick. It's for like a super special someone. Like for real, for real. I'm going to give you the number. Let me know when you guys are ready. You guys ready? Okay, sorry, Shay Shad. All right, 714-227. You guys doing it? 7846. Okay? And if you guys want to take a selfie or if you guys want to send a message, you guys could like do a selfie and be like, look, mama, we made it. That's actually my mom's cell phone number. So if you guys want to text her, let her know her boy's doing big things, feel free. SubhanAllah, you know, the masjid is lit up tonight. You know, one thing we can't get back is time. And for you guys to come out on a Friday night to the masjid, it's raining. I think it might be sprinkling. For you guys to come out, especially with inclement weather, it means a lot. So for me, my job tonight is to not waste anyone's time. So if I do, I apologize right now. So I want to begin the night and start. I'm starting this night a way I never used to start nights 10 years ago. I'll tell you that much. I want to begin the night and start with the praise of Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You ready to go? By the way, Sheikh Shahid is my wingman tonight, so he got my back. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds.
Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihin nabiyyil kareem.
All praise upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those of his followers.
وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين.
On his companions and those who follow him.
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له.
There is no God worthy of worship except Allah without no partners.
له الملك.
For him is the dominion.
وله الحمد.
For him is all praise.
وهو على كل شيء قدير.
And he has ability to do all things.
حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو.
For Allah is sufficient for me, there is no other than him.
عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم.
And upon him I rely on, and he is the Lord of the throne.
فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed Satan.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It's your boy Hassan Yaz coming to you live from ISOC right here. One of the reasons I say it's your boy is because I'm yours tonight. I'm here to serve. And if you guys don't understand English and what it's your boy means in Urdu, we got some desis here. In Urdu, it's your boy means main aapka bachcha hu. Is that not right? By the way, that's my baba. He's the king of all babas, so he's going to be trolling me tonight. You know, if you were to tell me 10 years ago, right? 10 years ago, alhamdulillah, now I'm 27. 10 years ago, 17 years old. If you were to tell me, hey, Hassan, you are coming to the masjid, and you're going to be speaking about confidence, right? If you were telling me that 10 years ago, you know what I said? La. No way, bro, no way. You got the wrong guy. And 10 years ago, I was the wrong guy. And even tonight, I think I still might be the wrong guy, but we'll see tonight. You know, it's crazy to think what Allah does for you in your life. You know, by the way, I said for you, not to you. You know, and by the way, you guys see these yellow things? If I say something that you guys like, feel free to write it down. If you don't like it, don't write it down. You know, I've been to so many seminars, events, speaking engagements. And I'm telling you, when your mind is in the right place, one idea, one word can click and everything can make sense. Allah knows best, but feel free. If you get like emotionally jacked tonight, write it down. You never know what's going to happen, right? So it's crazy to think what Allah does for you in your life. And I say for you because what's happening in your life at this very moment, it's not happening to you. It's happening for you. Allahu Akbar. You know, language is key. You know, I'm going to be saying some things tonight that you may not understand, so bear with me. And by the way, Allahu Akbar means God is greater. So can you guys think of things that are great, like random things? Shout it out. It's okay.
Whales?
God is greater. Allah is greater. Hey, what else? You guys have anything else? Any of the kids think things are cool? Nobody? Okay. Anyways, whatever you can think of, Allah is way greater than that, okay? Now, who saw that flyer, by the way? Who saw that flyer, man? We got a marketing genius in the back of MYG. May Allah bless whoever that person is. Ameen. Who came here tonight for financial advice, by the way? We called it Getting Rich in Deen and Dunya, How to Be a Confident Muslim in 2020. Who, like, for real, who came here for financial advice? Okay, a good thing to write down, right? A good thing to write down on your notes is when getting financial advice, get it from someone who is financially wealthy. Allahu Akbar. You know, people are getting advice from the wrong people and they're going down the wrong path. So let's see real quick. I'm going to survey the crowd really quick. Let's see. SubhanAllah, I found one. I think I found two. I found another. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That's. You know, it looks like, seriously, it looks like we have a few millionaires in the room tonight. Subhanallah. You know, that means, by the way, subhanallah, that means Allah is perfect and everything He does is perfect. So for my millionaires, I want to make a dua for you really quick. May Allah bless you with more and give you more and help you give more in a way that is pleasing to Allah. Ameen. All right, so whoever said ameen, those are the people you guys want to talk to. Financial advice, those are people. I think my mom said ameen, by the way. And by the way, tonight we're going to be talking about a different richness. And it's going to be nice. So some of you may be wondering, like, why is Sheikh Shahid up here? Who's wondering, like, yo, like, come on, Hassan, you can't rock the mic by yourself? Well, there's two reasons, two really, really important reasons. Number one is, if I say something like Maz did on the mic, he actually has a button in order to turn my mic off, okay? But what he doesn't know is I actually have that button with me, so it's all good. Number two, though, which is really the most important reason, is I want to make a clear distinction. I know we're going to be talking about confidence. It's not the confidence you guys think I'm going to be talking about, but I want to show you guys the relationship between arrogance, who I was 10 years ago, and true confidence, true trust in Allah. So for me to come up here and talk about things that I have no knowledge of and act like I do, it's arrogant. So that's why we got our boy Sheikh Shahid up here. And that being said, I'm excited. It's 2020, how to be a confident Muslim. Who has goals for 2020? Anybody have some like cool goals? Anyone? You guys could, I'll pick some people. Go ahead. Anyone, just shout it out. What kind of goals you guys got? Anything you guys have for 2020? Get healthier. May Allah make you healthy. Ameen. Get a six pack. May Allah give you an eight pack. Ameen. What else? Brothers, what do you guys got? Come on, something. Start a business. May Allah give you three businesses. Ameen. What else? What else we got? Pass your exam. Make sure you study. Ameen. All right. Who else? Any of the sisters got any cool goals? Drink more water. By the way, that's the CEO of our company. If you guys think I'm intense, I'll go for a 30-minute meeting with her. I'm going to tell everybody. We'll go for a 30-minute meeting. We'll get locked in the room. We can't take a bathroom break. And I drink this every day. Like, this is a water bag. You can get it from Platypus on Amazon. And it's collapsible, so it's like, I got it from a hospital, actually. So I literally, instead of a 30-minute meeting, it'll become a 4-hour meeting, and you're not allowed to leave. Like, if you leave, you're weak. So she doesn't drink water. She's trying to drink more water. Who else has goals, by the way? That's a good goal. I mean, may Allah help you drink as much water as possible and make our meeting shorter, inshallah. I mean, anybody else have goals? Anything else? What do you got? Get a better job, inshallah. I mean, may Allah give you one of the best jobs that's the best for you. Ameen. Anything else? What do you got? Varsity. I didn't even know they had varsity badminton in the first place. Ameen. May Allah make varsity badminton super cool, which it probably is. And may Allah put you varsity badminton. I think we had one more. Did you have your hand up? Graduate. May Allah make you graduate. Yeah, may Allah help you graduate. Ameen. I'm not the biggest fan of school, but I think a lot of us should be going to school. But we won't get into that. So one good goal, I want to get a little personal right now. Can I get personal?
Can I get the button?
No, I'm not getting the button tonight. One good goal, I want to share a personal goal that I have of mine for 2020. And it's actually like a pretty personal goal. So like, I know you guys have that yellow sheet. One of the first things it says is, what is one good goal to have? Look, I'm going to share with you a very personal goal that I have that I've had now since 2014. All right, now you guys don't have to write it down, but I'll tell you this. It's a good goal to work towards, okay? And it's kind of personal too. So if you guys want to write it down, go ahead. Just make sure you at me afterwards. Who wants to know the goal? I kind of feel weird saying the goal. Say it? I mean, by the way, I'm going to mute my laptop right now because I'm being a bad boy. By the way, the goal for 2020, it's Jannah, heaven. I know it sounds kind of weird, right? You know, if we can reverse engineer our life and make Jannah our goal, I'll tell you 10 years ago, Jannah wasn't my goal, right? You know, we're talking about confidence, forget about confidence. Your whole life will change when you make Jannah your goal. When you make heaven your goal, like for real, when you really think about it, your whole life will change. You know, subhanAllah, we're living in a time where we're living backwards. And in order to change that, we need to live our life backwards. Let me say that again. we're living backwards currently, but in order to change that, we actually need to live our life backwards. We need to think with the end in mind. You know, I think about death all the time. Who knows, like, the average death statistics? Who knows how many people die an hour? Who knows how many people die a minute? 105 people a minute. That's about 2 people a second, right? So for us right now in this room to be like, yo, I don't know when I'm gonna go. I really don't. But if I go, like, I want to go to Jannah. So I think it's a good goal to have. You don't have to have it, but you can have it, okay? So when it comes to goals, by the way, you will only go for a goal if you really know that goal. Like, if it really excites you, it opens up your heart, it makes you emotional, it gets you up in the morning. But if you don't know Allah, if you don't know what Jannah really is, why would you even be motivated to make that your goal, right? It seems almost foreign. You know, Sheikh Shad, I'm going to ask you something. Yeah. Can you give us, like, a brief description of, like, do you think, like, Jannah is a good goal to have? I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy for saying it. But, like, can you, like, what is it like? Like, I don't know.
Of course, like, yeah. Obviously, Jannah would be a good goal to have. And like the Prophet of Sallallahu and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, that Jannah is kama tashtahi. The default of Jannah is whatever you desire. Whatever you desire, that's what you're going to have in there. And obviously, like, people are wanting to pass exams and want to get healthy and want to do different things. Like, all that is in Jannah, what you have, right? And there's no limit to it than what you have. You will not never be disappointed when you're in Jannah, right? So this is something, obviously, all that we're struggling in this world to try to get to. That's why we hold ourselves back. So inshallah ta'ala, we'll get it when we're there.
So you're telling me that we can be happy forever in Jannah?
You could have, you could fly, you could have all the buffets you want, all the chili dogs you want to eat.
Too much.
Shepherd's Meats, if you want.
Hey, by the way, guys, Shepherd Meats has been sponsoring our meat events lately. So shout out to Shepherd Meats. If you guys don't know what Shepherd Meats is, I got to put that plug in because I'm the connector, right? Shepherd Meats, it's the only halal premium Zabiha Tayyib. By the way, one of my best friends' name is Tayyib as well. Meat delivery service on the planet. Literally on the planet. They're doing some things that no other company has ever done in the industry. So check them out. ShepherdMeats.com. By the way, well, let's get back to Jannah. That's been my goal, a very, very vivid goal since now, 2014, right? And someone's going to be out there saying, Brother Hassan, you didn't want Jannah before 2014? No, I wanted some different stuff, man, for real. Like, I was in a different place. You know, I was lost. My heart was dark. And that's something I want to share with you tonight. So why are we here tonight, right? Why am I here tonight? Confidence, 2020, Islam, Muslims, you know, if it's okay with you, which I still feel kind of weird about, but if it's okay with you, I'd like to share my story. And my hopes in doing so is that you can learn from it and do the opposite, right? We can learn from winners, but you know what the great thing is? You could actually learn from losers too. You can learn a lot, right? Just do the opposite of what they did and you'll be a winner, right? You know, everyone is on a journey and no two people's journeys are the same. You know, we get caught up in this, like, man, he's 23 and has this. Man, I'm 25 and I don't have any of this. Like, forget about that. You guys are playing this game like this. The real game is this, not this. So, that was good. Yeah, not that. You guys ready? So, is it okay if I share? Like, for real? All right. So, if you'd like to know the purpose of tonight and you want to go now, let's say you guys are like, hey, you know what, I'm kind of over this already. I'm okay, man. I've done that at events before. That's fine. Just know this. If you guys want to write one thing down, having faith in Allah is worth it. Knowing your Lord is worth it. And when you don't know your Lord, it makes life really difficult. Okay? So, lastly, before I begin, say this with me. Oh Allah, if what I learned tonight is beneficial, bless me with it and help me act on it. And if what I learn is not beneficial and does not bring me closer to you, don't let it affect me. Ameen. Right? So I'm protecting you from myself, man. I might say something crazy. All right. So where to begin? So this is what you see today, right? No way you would have seen me like this back in middle school, back in high school. By the way, if you guys want to sit on the ground, feel free. I'm going to be walking around. You know, one time I walked so far from the stage, I didn't know how to make it back. So I've been practicing, though. You know, middle school, high school, so even some of my college years, who was I? By the way, guys, like, I'm like super bald now, 27. You know, I was having an identity crisis like every single year of my life, right? I used to wear 7X tall tees. I'm wearing a thobe today. Like, this is crazy. I used to bleach my hair. I used to look like Chris Brown. I used to have half red, half blonde, and then my goatee was the other half red and half blonde. I went to a wedding, and there was like a family that was asking my father, like, oh my gosh, whose kid is this? I can't believe it. He's like, I don't know, man. Like, what was that? Right? I used to put Chinese writing in my head, like razored it in my head. I had a phase when I was really trying to be black. Like, I didn't even know, like, anyone that could show me love or accept me and accept me, I wanted to be like them. I used to have dreads. And I really think, like, that's one of the reasons I don't have hair. So I was like, look, you want to play around? Let me play too, right? Now I'm bald, so it's all good. And, you know, by the way, when you guys don't know Allah, you guys get programmed by everything. We're going to be talking about programming tonight. On that sheet, it says language, right? How can language belittle us, and how can it help us have more confidence in Allah? What about social media? How are we using it today? Who are we following? What is it exposing us to? What about our crew? Who are the five people you spend the most time with, and what are they doing to you? That rhymed, too. I used to be a rapper back in the day, too. For real, for real. H-Flight. SubhanAllah. True story, my mother, right? My mom's right here. My mother found my rap journal. Dude, my mother found my rap journal in high school, right? Who has a Desi mom that they're absolutely afraid of? When my mom says, hey, just PR, say, let me touch your face, I think I'm about to get knocked out. So, like, I come back home, right? My mom's there, and I see my journal. I'm like, oh, man. Oh, man. And my mom's like, hey, what is this? And I was like, okay, maybe she actually doesn't know what it is. I was like, hey, mommy, what do you think it is? Oh, I got knocked out that day. It was bad. Those lyrics will never be repeated ever again. So, gives you an idea of what I was going through. So, growing up, I was always, like, the funny guy, the class clown. It was weird because I didn't really, like, I knew myself, but I didn't know myself that well, right? I went to OCS. Who here has gone to OCS before? It's this school right here, Orange Crescent School. I went to Islamic private school. Who knows when I graduated OCS? Who knows? He knew. I actually graduated in kindergarten. I did 2 years in Islamic private school. That's why we have Sheikh Shahid up here, right? And this is kind of where my journey started, public school, right? And, you know, it actually starts in second grade because I actually don't remember what happened in first grade. But I remember second grade, I'm in Miss Hale's class, right? I went to Cox Elementary School. I don't know why they called it that, but I am a crusader. Second grade, getting introduced to class, and I was a new kid, right? And it was weird because, like, I'm surveying the class. I'm in this, like, white neighborhood, and I'm like, man, I don't look like any of these dudes. I don't know if I said dude at that time. I was like, I don't know. It's like, I just looked Muslim, right? And I get there, and, you know, I'm in the front of the class, and she's like, hey, everyone, we have a new student today. You know, please introduce yourself. I was like, all right. So, my name's Hassan. And Miss Hill goes, all right, everyone, we have a new student. His name's Hassan. Please welcome Hassan. And that day, it's crazy. Second grade, that day I realized I could live two lives. A public life and a private life. My private life was Hassan at home, and my public life was Hassan, right? Anyone had like a different name, by the way? Like, anyone go to public school here? Anyone, like, who has some names? Like, what's your actual name and what do people call you? What's your name? Rayhan, what do people call you? Rayhan? What about you? What's your name? Maryam, what do people call you? Well, no, let me do another girl name. What's your name? Aliana? Liliana, what do people call you? Lily? Come on, man. What's up with people these days? What's up? What's your name? Yeah, Badr. Badr? All right, what else? Who else got one? You got one? Muhammad. Mohammed. Bad boys, man. And we can't even eat ham as Muslims, right? That's not right. What's up? His name's Fatin. What do people call you? They call you what? They call him fat. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Look, guys, to be honest, like, if you guys want to start having a Muslim identity and being confident in who you are, for those that go to public school, for those that are working full-time, doesn't matter what age you are, a quick fix is saying your name properly and correcting people as well, right? I never corrected people. Like, I went with it and I became somebody else, right? So if your name is Muhammad and you say, what's up, my name is Muhammad, and they're like, oh, what's up, Mo? It's like, no, my name is Muhammad. And if you don't feel confident saying your name, we have parents. We have sheikhs like Sheikh Shahid. And if you feel weird about saying your name and going through that in school, ask him, like, hey, I want to say my name, but what does my name mean? It doesn't make me feel confident, right? If you want to be proud about who you are and as a Muslim, it starts with your name, right? And that's something I struggled with a long time. Long time. When I was in second grade, like I told you, I was like the class clown. I was the kid in class when the teacher would walk out, I'd go on the table and start dancing like Michael Jackson. For real. It's bad. I don't know if my mom knew that. I was looking for love in all the wrong places, acceptance in all the wrong places. And when you don't know your Lord, right, when you don't know Allah, you're looking for anything to attach to. And by the way, my parents did a great job. My mother did a great job. My father, I said, he's the king of all babas. If you guys think your baba is better, my baba's the best. For real. And we'll talk about Baba a little bit more. But they did a good job. But one thing is, true maturity comes when you start taking responsibility for the mistakes you make. I know that's hard to swallow. And like some of my mentors, when I used to have calls with them, they were like the worst calls ever. They were just like so real. But I got to a level where I trained so much that like I wanted the truth instead of the fluff, right? And sometimes we have friends around us, right? We talk about our crew, they just fluff you up. You don't want those people. Like for real, for real. We want those people? You don't want those people. Man, that's crazy. You know, I was, and by the way, when you look for love in the wrong places, you won't find love, but what you will find is you'll find insecurities, right? You'll find depression. You'll find I'm not good enough. You'll find I'm not happy. You'll find like what's wrong with me, right? When you don't know your Lord, it's hard. And for me, I was living two lives, right? Like, there was Hassan, right? I was still praying. I was still making dua. I was still fasting. But then there was Hassan, man. And you know my greatest fear growing up? Who knows my greatest fear growing up? My greatest fear. My greatest fear, you can't say it. My greatest fear was that I would be doing something wrong or I was going to be with someone that I wasn't supposed to be with and my family would walk in. Like, it's crazy. Amar's here. Amar's my first cousin. My Mumani, right? I used to have these weird dreams that like I'm doing something, you know, I'm not supposed to be doing, and she like just walks in the room. And the biggest fear was that even though she walked in, like she made eye contact, I made eye contact, and then we both knew we were making eye contact, and I was like, man, I'm dead. Have you guys seen that TikTok? Like, you're gonna die, you're gonna die. Like, I was like, you're gonna die, bro. Like, this is bad. And subhanAllah, I'm still here today. I'm still here today. Thank Allah. I'm not dead. Man. So, you know, Hassan and Hassan, right? We're going to be talking about this because that language, you know, the way that you say your name, you should say it so it makes you proud. And by the way, for those of you that want attention, that want the spotlight, you know the easiest way to get the spotlight these days? Tell people you're Muslim. Like, all eyes on you, okay? So, for real, it's like, it's so easy. I really want to impress others, right? And that was my game, like, who can I impress today, right? I was the wingman for all my friends. I never took the lead. I loved making my friends laugh. Like, I loved making people laugh, right? I loved being loud. I'm still loud. And by the way, life is like a continuous struggle, right? So like, Sheikh Shahid's like, yo, dog, I don't know about getting you on the mic. And I was like, bro, I know I'm struggling, but like, you guys got to understand the process. It's not just like a one-day thing, a one-day fix. It takes time, right? And for me, it might take the rest of my life. So I'm still loud, okay? I love being loud, and I love doing crazy things. And my thought process was that, you know, if I can make them laugh, they'd like me, right? If I became an athlete, I'd be a real man. And if I did crazy things, and they saw me, I'd be confident, right? You know, when your awareness increases, I realized that the people that I made laugh were actually laughing at me, for real. I don't know if you had people, like, once you realize people are actually laughing at you, it's not fun. And the people I tried to impress, they didn't really care for me. Like, for real, the people that you guys are trying to impress, the things that you're buying for other people to say, hey, man, that's nice, they really do not care about you. And it's a wake-up call for a lot of us, right? And when I did something crazy, right, people would be like, man, yo, Hassan's crazy, bro. Hey, man, that's what's up. But behind my back, they'd be like, yo, this guy's really stupid, right? And these are the people that I used to call my friends. These are the people I used to spend my time with, right? And I was putting on a show. I was living a show. My prayer was a show. My family could attest to that. And by the way, you know who holds the world record for the fastest prayer? It's actually my brother. He's sitting right there. I'm lying. And by the way, the reason I say that is because I lied, and I lied a lot. I grew up a pathological liar. Seriously. You know, I thought if I lied, my life would seem cooler, right? Because my life wasn't cool enough, right? And more, and like, the more interesting the lie was, the more interesting my life would be. And I'll tell you this. Your lies will always catch up with you. And you might be able to outsmart, like, majority of people, but you know who you won't outsmart? No, I outsmarted you a lot. You won't be able to outsmart Allah. Like, that's the truth. Right? And even though I was living this double life, right? My ego life and then my Muslim life, it's weird. I don't know why I used to think that, like, I could get away with stuff. Like, that shows you how messed up my thinking was. We're like, hey, no one's watching, but we all know, like, Allah is always watching, right? Like, that's crazy. So that shows you, like, my mind was not really there. And, like, but one thing I knew, though, even though I was Hassan, I was still Hassan. And, man, it's just crazy. So middle school, I got into sports, right? Elementary was just a wash, man. Middle school, I got into sports. I got suspended a few times. I almost got expelled for stealing. Seriously, I was a thief, right? But I also did try to lie to get out of it, and I ended up getting suspended. So don't steal. It's better to work hard for your own money and be proud about that than taking someone else's, right? I remember one time my sister tricked me, and she's like, hey, she's making it really cool. Like, have you guys ever stole before? I was like, wait, what's going on here? And she said, no, for real, like, have you guys ever sold? And I was like, okay, shoot, I'll raise my hand. And I was like, yeah, you know, one time I stole Trident gum from the store. She's like, really? Slapped me across my face. She's like, you don't steal. I was like, dude, you set me up for that. That was bad. It was really bad. But by the way, like, me saying that I got suspended, me saying that I almost got expelled, it's not for me to boast, right? I'm saying this to show you how messed up I was. Like, and it was weird because I was Hassan. And I could live this double life, and it's okay. And it was weird because I also lived this life of Hassan, right? And you know, Hassan still prayed, right? He still made dua, and he made weird duas, like really weird duas. You know, the day I actually realized that Allah was like for real. Who? But does anyone know the day they realized, like, yo, dude, like Allah's Allah, man. You know, so seventh grade. I already told you I had a hard time like being accepted. I want people to love me. So man, I got ready, man. I was like, dude, I'm gonna make the best dua of my life right now, right? And you know, I made sure that, you know, the janamah's 24 degrees, made my wudu like legit, was just ready to go. And you know, I did my salam and I was like, all right, it's time. I was like, yeah, Allah, I need you to make all the girls fall in love with me. All of them. Like, I don't care, like whichever girl, you're like, come on, bring it on. And you know what happened? SubhanAllah, this is where it made it like really real for me, where I was like, yo, dog, you shouldn't be calling Allah, but I was like, yo, you know what happened? All the girls that I didn't want liking me ended up liking me. And I was like, man, okay, you know what? By the way, that's a learning lesson. That's a learning lesson because you have to be careful what you're making dua for because you might just get it. And also be specific on what you're making it for and who you're making it for, right? It's okay. Allah answers everything. And I knew, like, by the way, who's trying to get married in here? Like, for real, I put a, this is funny, because I put a questionnaire up there on my IG. I put it up there. And I was like, hey, like, what do you guys want to learn? What makes you confident? You guys don't have to raise your hands, but I know some of you because you guys were, like, answering. And get, you know, it's like, hey, yo, I'm trying to get wifed up. You know, by the way, no one said I wanted to get a brother because nobody wants to marry their brother, right? It's just like, so I'm getting all these. And by the way, this is, like, actually serious, right? If you're serious about getting married, if you're really, really about that life, like, yo, I want to get married, you guys shouldn't be asking for that girl's number. You know what you got to do? You got to ask the Baba for the number. Like, for real, if you're really about that life, like, I'm telling you, I don't know why we're like, but I just want this girl to talk to me. I just want this guy to notice me. And maybe if I could do a text conversation. Like, why, when half of our deen is about religion, right? We complete half our deen when we get married. Why do we want to start it with the wrong foot? Right? So, like, I'll put a training together one day on how to get her Baba's number, right? And for those that want to get married, go down that route. And it's serious. Like, if a guy is texting you right now and it's real nice, it's probably not someone you want to marry. I'm telling the truth, right? The only reason you should be texting the opposite gender is if you guys are doing something together, right? Like, if you guys have a common purpose that you guys are working towards, maybe she's in a team with you, maybe she's in your class, like, whatever it is. I remember when I had a class project with a girl and I had to call a girl. I was like, who you calling? I was like, That's bad. So just make sure you're doing it with the right intentions, right? And you know what's crazy? You know, elementary school and middle school, it was a weird time for me, right? I was living this double life, and it's strange because I was still praying, right? I was going to Quran class, and I was going crazy at school, and I think the small good things that I was doing, it makes me emotional thinking about it. Like, the small things that we do, you know, I think Allah knew that. And I think He noticed, even though how small it was, and I really believe He never forgot about me. You know, in the Quran, Surah Al-Duha, it says, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. You know, Allah speaking to the Prophet, saying like, I never forgot you. Like when you guys are in some of your darkest moments, just know this. Like, Allah is like, He didn't forget about you. Right? And even through all the crazy stuff I did, like, He's not going to forget about you. So, you know, you guys got a shot. So how many of you, by the way, this is something crazy. Let's say we're going to do a bad thing, right? And right before you do it, you get a call from your mom. Has ever that happened before? Or like, you're about to go out and go to your mom. I'm like, I got to go to Nubia right now, right? Like, you get a text from one of your Muslim friends, right? And it's like, yo, you want to go to the masjid? And I'm like, what is going on? Right? And you're like, mind blown. Have you guys ever had that, like, those weird situations? Look, there is no coincidences in Islam. There's no coincidences with Allah. Look, this is something good you should write down. Though you may want to sin, Allah wants you to win. Allahu Akbar. That's a good one, right? I thought that was good. Though you may want to sin, Allah wants you to win. And that's why some of those weird things happen to you. It's like, no, like, my relationship with my Lord, it's going to be different than the way you guys speak to Him, right? The way I speak to Him, man, like, He understands what I'm saying. It can be in Urdu, it can be in, I don't even know what other languages there are. Like, whatever language you guys speak, like, speak to Him and get on a personal level, right? High school. Who, by the way, who knew me before 2014? 2014, who knew me? I apologize. It was a weird... And by the way, when you guys do something wrong to others, you should apologize. Not like this, like, hey, I apologize. Like, you should go out of your way and apologize to people because you shouldn't wrong people. You know, I remember back in middle school, right? You know, I already told you I was a class clown. The class clown. I used to be a bully, right? Who saw that video that's been circling around this week about the kid who has a larger head and he's been crying, right? He's been bullied in school. Anyone see that video? Heartbreaking, right? I was that guy that I used to make fun of people so bad because I wanted other people to laugh. I remember one time I met a girl cry, hysterically cry. She went to the bathroom and everyone kept laughing and I felt so good about it. Middle school, a bully. Like, seriously, I remember when I started to wake up, right? Well, even though I thought I was woke, I was sleeping, I had to wake up. This is years ago. I add the girl on Facebook. I don't even think she accepted me. I had to get her number from someone else, and I called her, and I was like, yo, this is Hassan. She's like, who? I said, oh, it's Hassan. And I was like, hey, look, I'm just going to be weird, but, like, I'm sorry. Like, and for some reason, when I started to wake up, I knew that, like, if you wrong people, you got to go out of your way and apologize, right? So one thing we have on that card is language, right? What do you say to yourself? You know, 12 to 16,000 of your thoughts every day, right? I think you have, I believe it's 12 to 60,000 thoughts a day. 80% of them are negative, right? And 95% of our thoughts are repetitive, right? How negative does that make us? Super negative. For us to be positive, right? Some people think I'm a little bit too positive. For us to be positive, we have to actively be positive, right? So what do we say to ourselves? When we mess up, what do we say? And what do we say to others when we're hurting, right? I was hurting growing up. I didn't understand myself, right? Bullying is not right, man. And I've even seen it in my own family. Like, sometimes when I hear people call someone else stupid, like, I don't think you guys understand what that word really means. You know, how many of you guys were raised and you guys heard sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt you? You guys heard that? This is a good note to write down. Sticks and stones will break your bones and they'll heal. But words can kill you. Regardless if you speak them or not, words hurt. And they hurt worse than breaking a bone, right? People are committing suicide from what people say to them and what they don't say to them. So be careful. Really think about the language you're saying, right? And the last thing when it comes to language is, how do you speak to your Lord? You should speak, like, even when you feel like you're messing up. I was messing up for years. Just talk to Him. Say, yo, I know I'm back. I know it's like again, but like, I'm sorry, right? And by the way, Allah loves people Who asked for forgiveness? Yeah? Allahu Akbar. I told him, you know, you guys should have seen my hype man back in the day. I got to shake as my hype man, man. It feels right. High school is weird. You know why high school is weird? Everyone that was in OCS, they actually graduated OCS, right? So I was living this life, no Muslims. It was nice. And I get to freshman year and all these OCS kids that knew me, oh, that was bad. You know, so OCS, I get there, all these Muslim kids know me. And they, it was weird because like, they knew I was Muslim, but it's like, you know when like you're a kid and then like you get like, it's like Mowgli, right? He goes like, I was like the Mowgli kid and I was raised with all the white people. And then like, you know, they all come and they're like, oh my gosh, like I don't understand, like this guy looks like us. He doesn't talk like us. He goes by Hassan, but his name is Hassan, but he looks Muslim, right? And you know what the weird thing was in high school was? I don't know if you guys know my grandma, Sister Busri. Anyone know that? It's really tough. When you have a grandma, Sister Busri, she's awesome. But people would come up to me like, hey, you know what? You're Sister Busri's grandson, right? And I'd be like, oh, first off, I don't have a sister named Busri, and I don't speak English, right? Like, dude, it was bad. And you know what? One thing I struggled with is crazy. I was never part of the MSAs. I was never part of MYG. For everything bad that I was doing, and I'm telling you, I was doing some messed up stuff. For everything that I was doing, when I wanted to join, I'm telling you, I felt that. How many of you guys have felt judged before by another Muslim? By the way, there's nothing wrong with Islam, but us Muslims, we do some wrong things to each other, right? Like, when you're messing up, I wish, and by the way, it's not their fault, right? I got my boy Zawar here, right? Zawar knew I was messing up growing up. He still accepted me, right? I remember one time we went to a business meeting. I don't know what we did. We ended up taking a picture, right? And I'm standing next to a girl. And Zawar's here, and he's standing next to me. He's like, oh, actually, we got to stand on the other side. And I was like, the other side? And like without even saying it, he didn't criticize me for standing next to a girl. Like, I was really dumb growing up. Like, I didn't know that stuff. I told you, I graduated OCS kindergarten. Even though I come from like an Islamic religious family, like, my mind was lost because Hassan turned off Hassan a lot of times, right? So Zawar, thank you for that. It's a boy. This is a Muslim game changers, dude. And by the way, it's hard when you're younger. Who's in high school here? It's hard to communicate when you see something wrong, right? When you see someone else doing something wrong, it's hard, man. It's really hard to say, man, I still want to be your friend, but what you're doing is not right. And if you struggle with that, I'll tell you this. The more we neglect people, the less they're going to be coming to the masjid. The less they're going to want to be Muslim, right? So even though I was messing up, I really wish, and one of the reasons I'm here speaking tonight, is like, I wish someone came up to me and accepted me. Like, it's just weird. And even like for the Muslims, like, yo, dog, like, I'm you guys. Like, you should have had my back. But it's hard to communicate, right? It's hard. So, you know, instead of hating, we got to start communicating. It's better to communicate than hate, right? It's better to hug than it is to judge. Okay, but boys and boys, girls and girls, I bet someone's going to go home. It's like, Brother Hassan said I get a hug, Mom. I was like, nah, dude. Don't do that. And trust me, you don't want to do that. We live in a hyper-sexualized society now. Like, some of the things you guys are seeing on social media, you guys have no idea where that's taking to in your mind. And that's why some of you guys are like, yo, I'm trying to get wifed up. Like, I want to see your news feed. I want to see what you watch. And then I'll tell you why you're trying to get wifed up. Right? For real. By the way, growing up, I loved the attention. And I wasn't grounded in my faith at that time. And though I prayed, I fasted, I did what I had to do, but my ego, by the way, your ego is not your amigo. That's a good one to write down. my ego was in the way. And it was weird because I started getting good at sports. And this goes with anything. Like, when you start getting good, like really, really good at anything, like temptations come left and right, forward and backwards. And it's so easy to fall into temptations. You know, you feel like you're on top of the world, like invincible, like, you know, the people of, Hud? Where, like, they were on top of the world and Allah completely, they gone. You ain't gonna find them, right? You feel like, you know, well, I deserve this. And yeah, like, I played football. I wasn't that good. I wrestled for 5 years. Absolutely loved wrestling. Learned work ethic from wrestling. And I was pretty good. And this whole time, I knew I was going down this weird road. Really weird road. And at that same time, I also realized, like, I'm a role model whether I like it or not. Abdullah, how old are you? How old are you? 9? 8. He's nervous, by the way. How old is Abdullah? 10? You're 10, right? Aisafia, how old are you? 5, right? They're brother and sister. Abdullah, regardless if you like it or not, you're a role model to Aisafia. So you got to be on your A game, dog. First and foremost, you got to be good to Allah, but just know, like, regardless if you like it or not, people are watching you and people are going to start following you. You know, we were at a dinner the other day, right, with my family, and my cousin is talking about me when I was in high school. And it was the weirdest thing ever because he was talking about all these moments and about, I knew who I was back in high school. And he's like, man, Hassan was a man. He was doing this. Like, man, I was so proud to be Hassan's cousin. And I was like, man, who I was, I can't believe you used to look up to that. Like, it hurt me because then I was like, man, who else used to look up to me like that when I was living the left side, man, the left side. And it was weird. Like, I told you, I was Hassan and Hassan, right? I had good people in my life. I remember my Quran teacher, Hafiz Bilal, he used to call me, and this is weird, right? Like, he knew what I was doing in school, and he was the one that would call me and talk to me about it. Think about your Quran teacher calling you out and be like, hey, man, oh, so I heard this is going on, and like, you know, but one thing I was good at lying, so I got out of all those calls. But I knew he cared, and I know to this day he still cares, right? My coaches, you know, they would always remind me, like, you can do something really special, and things might, by the way, tonight might not make sense to you, but my goal tonight is to at least plant some seeds, because when it's ready to grow, they've already taken root in your mind, right? I remember when I used to go to talks, I had no idea what was going on, no idea. I remember, you know, Sheikh Mullah and Sister Lubna were doing a talk here in Ramadan, long time ago. All I remember from Sister Lubna's talk was, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. I remember my father remembers that. I didn't even remember that, but that took root in my mind at a young age, right? And now I'm like, oh, I can't believe the relationship she had. Like, I want that too. And I didn't understand that because I was sleeping, right? And by the way, my father, my Baba, where are you at? My father, I'm telling you, this is the truth. He's the Babas of all Babas. Who has a Baba? Who calls their father Baba? Y'all don't know my Baba. Like, for real, for real. He always told me growing up that you need to get rid of your friends. Seriously, get rid of your friends, man. Not good, Hassan, not good. All right? And I had this weird relationship with my dad. By the way, guys, I know it's 9:05. You guys want me to keep going? Are you sure? No, for real, like, I'm going to go, I might go to, like, 9:20. Is that okay? I'm not going to say. You guys are okay with it? Yeah? Can I keep going? For real. I want to respect people's time because time is money, right? You guys are okay? All right, we're going to keep going. You know, and I had this weird relationship with my dad. And by the way, you know I love you, right? But growing up, I really disliked my father. It's so bad for me to even say it today. Like, I really didn't like him. And he probably knows that. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. My bad. You know, every time my mom would pay for sports, my dad was calculating it. Like, hey, Rumi, don't forget about this, right? But my ego was so big and so inflated, everyone is wrong and I'm right, right? And to give you an idea of my high school, you know, we talk about your circle, right? My friends, now I'm not saying my friends were bad. I'm saying I was very susceptible. Some of those questions on the back are hard questions to answer, but you guys need to take the time to spend that time with yourself. Right, we're trying to spend time with everybody else. You guys need to start asking those hard questions now, right? I'm gonna say. Oh, I'm not gonna say that story. you know, sometimes Allah is gonna put people in your life only for a certain time, right? And sometimes Allah puts those people in your life only for a certain time because He wants to teach you a lesson at that time. And sometimes Allah lets certain people stay. My friends now, majority of them are here in this room. They've absolutely changed my life. I used to pray, like, sincerely pray. You know, Nike says, just do it. I was like, just do it. And I was like, Allah, help me. Like, for real, please, please help me put better people in my life. And now I have some of the greatest people Allah could even think of. Like, I'm literally blown away about the people that support me, that love me, that help me get closer to my religion. And if you're struggling with friends right now, you need to take a real hard, long look and say, yo, maybe I don't need them, right? And it's tough. When you're younger, it's like, no, dude, it's my boys, right? It's tough. You know, I started actually breaking out of my shell. I went from wingman to the man, like, real quick. And man, when you're not grounded in your faith, and when you don't know your Lord, and taking credit for God's blessings that He blesses you with, it can kill you, man. Like, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, it will kill you, right? I went varsity first year track and field. I started climbing, like, big time climbing. And I, by the way, I fell in love with track and field. Alhamdulillah, I still run now. Maz kind of told you a little bit about my story. I've been through a lot of ups, but a lot more downs. And subhanAllah, like, that's when I started changing. Like, the way I love track and field, I said, Allah, like, let this be a part of my life. And it doesn't matter. You guys don't have to do track and field. You guys could do whatever you want. You guys could live an average life. But when something really takes hold of you in your heart, like, Allah will make it happen some way, somehow, right? And I don't know, I like running and jumping and throwing things, man. It's just, it's fun, right? And I made it a goal that I wanted to be the best. And like I said, I was still struggling with the public me and my family. I used to read Surah Fat, right? The story of victory before every track meet, but I also would party the night before. Like literally every track meet, seriously. And I was still like really good. And at the same time, I'm killing it at school. 3.6 GPA, honors, AP. At the same time, I was out every weekend. Every weekend. Look, I'm here at the masjid on a Friday night. My Friday nights back then were Saturday mornings. And my dad knows. My dad's closing his eyes. It's for real. You know, I snuck out almost every weekend. And I'm not saying just like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Parties every weekend. Fights every weekend. Almost every weekend, yeah, like every weekend. Like, I've seen couches get thrown out of two-story buildings. I've seen people's face explode. Like, I've caught someone's tooth before, and I was like, yo, bro, I think this is yours. You know, I've seen people get thrown into glass tables, and I'm not saying I just saw it. I was there, a part of it, right? I used to come home at 3 a.m. I remember there was a story, right? This is real. Baba knows this. My dad loved me so much. I don't know why, and I always tell my dad, like, I know I'm your favorite. There's five of us, but I know I'm his favorite. I still had respect for my parents. I never spoke back to my parents. They know that. I did some dumb stuff, but I never spoke back to them. I remember one time, one of my best friends, Jesse Quintana, he was like the first one to have a car. So when we'd go out and party every night, he would be the one to take me home, right? We'd be blasting music. And by the way, for those that listen to music, regardless, it's programming you, whether you like it or not. It's like, no, I'm telling you, it's messing with you big time. It messed with me big time. So I'm going home, right? If you guys ever been to my house, it's like a U-turn you gotta take, and it's on the front of the street. For some reason, we're like, yo, dog, let's go through the center divider. Let's launch the car, right? It's a Chrysler Sebring. And we launched the car, airborne, right? And I'm like, it was the fourth house, though. So like, I turned to my friends, like, hey, guys, make sure we put the music down. We gotta be respectful. It's 3 a.m. People are sleeping. And my friends go like ghost face. I'm like, what's going on? I told you about that TikTok meme. By the way, people are living double lives on TikTok. I'm telling you, like, don't follow me on TikTok. No, I'm joking. If you want to follow me on IG, it's HasanElias_IE. But they go ghost face, right? And I was talking about that TikTok earlier, right? It says, you're going to die. You're going to die. That was their face. Like, you're going to die. I was like, what's going on? I turn my head, and my Baba is standing outside of the house at 3 a.m. in the morning like this. I told you guys my biggest fear, right? Doing something wrong and someone, I'm still alive, man. I don't know how I made it through that night. But Allah started waking me up, man. Like, for real, he started waking me up. And at that same time, I know one of them, like, music. I talked about music, right? Like, I was, when you don't know Allah, right? When you don't know your Lord, when you don't really have true confidence in your faith, like, anything will program you, right? And I was still looking for people to accept me. You know, I was listening to Aubrey before anyone knew Drake. You know, I was getting programmed by The Weeknd on the weekday. Kendrick Lamar, Absol. But Absol's weird, man. Weird stuff. His first concert, it was just weird, man. But when your awareness is low, like when your awareness for real is low, and when you really know yourself, and when you really don't know your Lord, your days will be a daze, man. It's like, I don't even remember. Like, and I'm telling you, for those of you guys that listen to music, I went cold turkey on music 2014. I shut it out. I had to stop because it was really messing with my mind. And some of you guys are like, no, it's good. Look, you can still get food in a trash can, but you're going to be in a trash can. And I'm telling you, the messages, one of the reasons why you guys are like so hot, like a lot of the problems you guys go through, and one of the reasons why we associate partnership with Allah, you hear, I'm the man. It's all me for real. You know, I wish Dean Squad would have remixed that song and said, it's all Allah for real, not you, Drake. Like, and Dean Squad broke up too. That's kind of messed up. I'm so sad about that. Yeah. And the sad part of all of this, man, is people started to look up to me. You know, Muslim and non-Muslim. And that's when it started getting real for me. Like, a few things started happening that really started to wake me up. My only goal in high school, right, was to become state. You know, I really wanted to win. I want to be state champion. I end up winning CIF. I got to the state qualifier meet, lane 9, 300 meter hurdles. If you guys know the track at Cerritos, you guys could get so close to the stadium, like the stand, to the track, that you can feel the audience yelling. That's the first meet that my baba went to, right? And it's funny because I got this text from my baba. Like, my dad knew I was messing up all the time, but it was the first time he texted me. And you know what he said? Just go for it. I knew it. And I know how my dad talks, right? And I was like, man, this is a big day. I'm going to go for it, right? My dad comes out. There's a poster that's still in my room that says Pakistanian, right? And I used to have a shaved head, and it was, I don't know what color it was at that time. I had the goatee, and I had posters. The family was out. The boys came out. Lane 9, right? The biggest moment of my life. My friends were drunk, screaming at me, "Let's go, son!" Like belligerent drunk, right? Lane 9, it's the closest lane to the stadium, right? Biggest moment of my life. Like literally, like ajeeb, like so weird. Like I remember the alcohol that they were spitting from their mouth that was going on me, and I'm like, what is going on? And I'm telling you, when I was good at track, I was pretty good. I ended up getting last place at that meet, and it's the first race in my life I got last place. My first race my dad watched, and I was a mess, man. My friend Jesse, he's still my friend, came up to me. He's like, "Yo, bro, it's not the end of the world." It's good to have, by the way, you don't only have to have Muslim friends. It's good to have non-Muslim friends too. When I went to Missouri, I'm telling you, like, dude, in Missouri, my friends know what a lota is. They know what istinja is. If you guys want to make true non-Muslim friends, you got to tell them what you do. And they'll start to respect that. My friend now, he uses a bidet. You guys know what a bidet is? It's like an American lota. But I'm like, dude, we're making strides, like one day at a time, right? And by the way, after I lost that meet, I locked myself out of the world for a month. Like when you live life with the thoughts, like it's all about me, I'm self-made, I did this. And when you don't, it hurts. It hurts bad. And we're going to talk about that. You know, failure, like what is failure when you're doing it the wrong way? I used to be a rapper and I failed at that too. But like, you know, one thing that really woke me up, right? I'm graduating high school. And I go to my friend's graduation party. It's so weird. I had friends, I had nerd friends, I had emo friends, I had goth friends, I had all the friends. And one of the reasons I did, and one of the reasons I can still make friends now, but back then, like, I just wanted everybody to love me, so I knew everybody, right? So I go to this graduation party. The guy's an AP honor student. And what I forgot to realize is he had a stepsister, and his stepsister was bad. Like, not the bad, like, that bad, but she was, like, she used to do bad things. And, you know, a few weeks prior, we got in, like, one of the biggest fights, like, the biggest brawls in Fountain Valley history. You used to have these straight-edged kids that used to just beat people up, and we're like, "Yo, dude, like, tonight is a night, it's donezo," right? So a few weeks that year, we beat them all up. And when I say we beat them up, like, it was bad stuff. And I'm at this graduation party, and all those guys we beat up, they're all there. And I'm there by myself, and we make eye contact, and I get cornered, and I get a knife pulled on me, and they say they're going to kill me. At that moment, I was like, man, I'm not about this life. Like, really, really? I'm not about this. Have you guys ever got a paper cut before? You know how bad a paper cut hurts? Dude, a knife? That's probably going to hurt a lot more. So I realized that day, I never met a fist to fight again after that day. Like, I'm telling you, if you guys are going down the wrong path, there's still hope. And one of the reasons I'm speaking about this tonight is because I've seen my friends overdose. I've seen people pass away. I've seen my friends go to jail. You don't know when you're going to go, right? And it's just small steps. It's just small steps, right? So we got to wake up, man. I don't care if everyone forgets about the talk tonight, but if one person's like, "Yo, I'm going to change." Like, it's worth it to change, man. It's worth it to be Hassan instead of Hassan. It's worth it, right? So your crew is important, right? You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? If your friends are making fun of you, if they're calling you Dini, right? If they're calling you a Namazi because you're trying to get right with God, you shouldn't be right with them. Forget them, right? Like, think about this, right? For my sisters, right? Let's say they're Sally, Janet, Melissa. What's another girl name? I don't want to use Fatima. I respect Fatima. Helen? Helen, right? So Helen, Melissa, Janet, and Roxy. Well, whoever their names are. They're at lunch, right? They're at lunch, and, you know, they're all ordering. And Sally's like, "Yo, get me the biggest thing you got, the biggest steak you got," right? And Melissa's like, "Give me like two pizzas." And then Janet is like, "You know, give me like a mac and cheese with like extra sides, XYZ. And then Roxy is like, "Hey, waiter, I just want a salad." What happens at that moment? Roxy, you think you're better than us? You think I'm fat? like, no, I'm just trying to be better. I want to be healthy. Like, I want, you know, I'm working on my body image. Like, if you have friends that are hating on you because you're trying to be you and trying to be better, you know what they do? Like, when I started getting really confident, right, when I really started understanding Allah, like, my goals got bigger. I don't know why. My goals got bigger. And my friends used to project what they felt because they were insecure about themselves, right? And by the way, if you have friends that are realists, they're secret pessimists, man. I'm telling you, they don't want you to win. And by the way, when you have good friends, they'll be able to be real with you. Like, real, real with you, right? So look for those people. Ask Allah, like, Allah, please put good people in my life that actually motivate me and help me to become better. I'm watching the watch, too. Don't worry. I got it. So that's crew. You guys got to switch up your crew. Like, I had to move to another state, Midwest, to get a new crew, right? I ended up continuing my track here. I went to Compton Community College. That's when the dreads came in. I actually used to get my dreads done right next to Kendrick Lamar. SubhanAllah, right? His barber was a TDE barber, right? I took a picture with Kendrick Lamar. I'm like, whoa, that's kind of cool. I don't know. I'm bald now, so I don't know how worth it was. And by the way, so many people made so much fun of me for going to Compton. I learned so much more about life than I ever did. Suburb kid goes to the hood, right? My coach would say, hey, we got to go in a long run. Long run is you got to go in the city and do a long run. Those are my fast. I would get out and come back in fast as possible, right? You don't make eye contact with people that you see on the porch ever, right? And by the way, I was racing kids with all talent, no opportunity. These kids were beating me with jean shorts and Jordan slides on. I was getting embarrassed, but I was getting better, right? And by the way, I went to one party in Compton, right? I don't know why us Muslims, us Desi guys are trying to be somebody else. Look, when you go to a party in Compton, you don't want to go to a party ever again in your life. You don't want to go. Like, you realize, like, you're not about that life, like, for real, for real. So never went to a party again after that. I had a Ramadan that year, changed the course of my life. I stopped listening to music. I got into network marketing. I got exposed to sales, personal development. I started reading. There was so much junk in my head, so much trash, right? The trash gets taken out every Tuesday at our house. For you, the trash that's in your mind, you got to take it out every single day, almost every single hour, and you got to be active about that, right? So I started reading, and I started reading a lot. I started listening to a lot of, like, positive stuff, right? Like, music was so bad for me, like, I could have done my hifs in Drake's music. Seriously, I memorized every single song, and to this day, like, I'm still trying to get it out. It disgusts me, some of the things I still know. And by the way, guys, the Quran is beautiful, man. Like, there's some action steps there, like, I used to purposely put the Quran in front of me every day, and it used to look at me, and it's like, yo, dog, like, don't forget about me. You can open me today, like, and it used to mess with my head so much that I came back after Missouri, and I said, Hafsullah, like, yo, dude, we just got to get this done, man. Like, I can't, it's looking at me, and I know it wants to be my friend, and all right, let's do it, right? So try to get the Quran in your life some way, somehow, right? I made a conscious decision, right? And I'm not here to give you the exact steps. You guys got to get woke yourself. You guys got to wake up yourself and figure it out. And one of the reasons I don't want to give you guys the steps is because it's so much fun. It's really fun when you guys go down that path. And by the way, I still had a long way to go. Still struggling, right? But I knew Allah still wanted me to win. And don't forget, Allah wants you to win. You know, my mind started to wake up. And there's signs for those who truly believe. Like, for real, Allah says that. Like, there's signs for those who truly believe. And I think a lot of us really do believe. I was speeding through life still, right? I flipped my car on the 91 freeway. The hood of the car smashed in the driver's seat, but I always used to drive with my windows down. And somehow I crawled out, not a scratch. And I was like, all right, Allah, I hear you. My bad. I'll slow down. They didn't drive for 2 years. That car was totaled and I was broke. And by the way, if you guys want to make money, if you guys want to make big money, you guys got to understand money first. You guys got to become a person worth that money. Like, when you become a millionaire, the best thing to do is figure out how to be a millionaire, right? Because you'll lose the money right away. I want to tell you guys real quick, we'll wrap it up. The day that changed my life, for real. I ended up getting a scholarship to the University of Central Missouri. And that day, my older brother Omer went with me. I'm in the Midwest. Who's been to Missouri here before? That's crazy. They never met a Muslim before. I introduced myself as Hassan. They said, Saddam? Like, they don't know, right? They really don't know. But that day, I go to the campus, and it's like I'm doing my first introduction. It's the day that changed my life, right? And I say, hey, my name's Hassan. And my brother pulls me aside, right? He says, hey, Hassan, I think you could start again, bro. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, just say your name's Hassan. What? And I said, actually, my name's Hassan. And that day, Hassan died. Someone asked me the other day, like, you have an evil twin? I was like, yeah, I killed him. Seriously. Like, Hassan died, and I became one. And like, when I used to be on social media, and by the way, social media is a topic. When I used to be on social media, a lot of us are living this double life. I never friended my aunties. I never friended any Muslim people. I tried to stay away because I didn't want them to know what I was doing, right? That's something that's messed up in our head, right? Like, my content now, it's not for everybody. And I actually, like, I either tell people to not follow me anymore, or like, if you like the message, cool. If not, like, it's probably not for you. But it changed. I stopped trying to get everyone to like me, right? Hassan wanted everyone to like me. Hassan just wanted Allah to love him, for real. And that being said, you can change anytime you want. Like, anytime you want, you can change. You know, I went from just do it to just do it, right? And it changed my life. I made a conscious effort every day to be proud of who I am, happy that I'm Muslim, and I really took a conscious effort to learn who Allah was. But you think it's worth it to learn who Allah is? Yeah, I think so. And what he meant, and my life changed. Like, for real, my life changed. I'm in a town where literally no one knows Muslims, and I was so happy to be Muslim. I used to do vlogs on my hoverboard, right? And I was wearing a thobe, and I was vlogging, and there's this white people just like... And my parents was like, yo, don't be too Muslim out there. I was like, no, I'm not even Muslim enough to be Muslim. Like, let me do it. And I'll tell you this. My friends, they're best friends I've ever made, right? I made a conscious effort to have better people in my life. They became my true friends. Like, if we went out, they're like, yo, Hassan, can you eat here? Hey, this has pig. I don't think you can eat this, right? They started to sit down and pee. In my house, I lived with two non-Muslims. The day I caught one of them, I didn't, like, catch him, but I knew because I was like, yo, dog, this is not right. And I was like, I told you, like, Muslims, we sit down and pee. And if you guys want me to live here, you got to sit down. He's like, yo, dog, my bad. I'll sit down. My friends sit down and pee in my house. My friends know about Lourdes. That's how you know they're real friends, right? And by the way, they helped me lower my gaze. I had to tell them, like, yo, Muslims, like, I can't get married. And they're like, Hassan, don't look that way. Don't look that way. I can look, but you can't. That's how you know you have a true friend. That's how you know you have a true friend, right? I restated, you know, I restarted my relationship with Allah. And you can restart your relationship with Allah. It doesn't matter where you are at in your life. Wherever you are, you can start again. And it doesn't matter how deep you are, whatever you're doing, you could start again, right? And that's when it clicked. Like, I can start over. Like, look, wherever you are right now, this goes for the parents as well, doesn't matter what age you are, you can start over, right? Like, right now, you don't have to wait till tomorrow. If you're struggling with something, you don't have to wait. And if you wait, what happens if you don't make it, right? You know, life is short even at its longest. For how much time we think we have, we really don't. The idea of now is an idea I think you guys should really flirt with. Like, I know you guys already want to flirt. Flirt with now, like the idea of now. Be good now, do good now, think right now, change now, take the first steps now. Worship now, pray now, love now, forgive now, ask now. It's worth it. Why wait? One thing we're guaranteed is death. We're all gonna die. Get right now, right? The left side might look cool, right? The left side might look cool, but hell ain't cool. Hell is hot. Heaven's cool. Heaven's cool, man. Jannah is cool. To the world, it might look unattractive, right? It might be unattractive. You might be that weird person, but it's worth it. It's really, really worth it, right? From then on, you know, my life started to change. I still make mistakes till this day. I'm not perfect, and that's okay. One thing I want to say, when it comes to social media, we need to stop posting perfection on social media. Like, the more perfect you try to make your life, the more broken you're going to end up becoming. Like, I purposely try to take bad pictures. I don't want to rob people. Like, when they see me in person, be like, yo, man, like, I seen you on social media, but, like, in real life, that's what's up, right? Like, forget the idea of perfection. The only reason you guys are going for perfection is because the people you're following, I don't think they're trying to get Jannah. For real. Like, you guys should be like, I don't think they're trying to get Jannah. And I'm telling you, for those that struggle with doing things in private that you shouldn't be doing, because you watch one video and then you watch the next and then you feel bad for what you did, I'm telling you, change your social media field. Like, it's hard for people to get off social media, but you need to change who you're watching. You gotta change what's going in, man. Your eyes, protect your eyes, seriously. So post worst content, forget about being perfect, because there's no perfection. The only perfect being, who is the only perfect being? The Prophet never messed up. Oh yeah, I mean the Prophet never like, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, I feel like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had like an Instagram, like that's like the only account you should follow, because like, if you guys really try to find a role model, like he's a good role model, and it's hard. Like, how am I gonna like? It's hard. Like some people might relate to me more. Don't like. It's not about me. Like, find better examples, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a good example. Goals. Make good, big goals. anyways, went to NCAAs, got really good at track. I blew out two knees, my left knee, ACL, MCL, and my right knee, 18 months later, ACL, MCL. One of my brothers on the crutches, like, he blew out his knee even worse than me. But I'll tell you this. You're still going to get tested, regardless of how bad you want it, how great your relationship with Allah is, you're still going to get tested. It doesn't matter, right? And for me, that was a real wake-up call. Like, Allah wanted me to learn how to walk again so I could start walking again and really appreciate. I was, you know, a lot of us, we forget about how blessed we really are. Like, we forget about how great our parents really are. And as a kid, you're like, yo, dude, my parents don't know anything. Like, my parents are immigrants, man. My dad barely spoke English when he came here. Five kids, alhamdulillah. We're doing good, right? What's up? Oh, my dad got some funny stories. By the way, guys, this yellow card. By the way, if you guys have questions, feel free. I'm going to kind of start wrapping it up. But one thing I want to say is, by the way, I was supposed to have Sheikh Shahid in here more, but my bad, dog. Consistency, when it comes to confidence, real confidence, like, confidence is different in Islam. Like, when you understand Allah and you know, like, dua, you can, like, what is dua? When you make dua, what happens? But what happens? Like, there's three things that happen, right? Like, so it could be accepted right then. Allah can remove a difficulty from you. Or he'll answer on the day of judgment. How many of us feel bad because we miss Christmas like every single year? I'm telling you, I fantasize about the day that I'm going to meet Allah, inshallah. And I'll be like, yo, man, like, did I pass? What do you think? And he's like, man, I know. By the way, a good thing to do is make dua like crazy, like big crazy duas. You don't have to tell people about it, but you do it. And that day when it comes, you might not get the things here, and that should give you peace and happiness because Allah answers everything. It might not be the time you want, but just keep going. Like, the only time you really sell yourself short is when you don't work hard. And a lot of people want to, you know, they want to have the big lifestyle, but they're not really trying to work for it. I fell in love with, like, working for things, and that's worked for me. It might not work for you, but I think making dua is, right? And if you don't get it now, it's okay. Just know, like, yo, on that day, like, he might be like, yo, check out door number 3. Remember that? Check it out. So, I love Allah, man. Like, for real. I want you guys to love Allah as well. I'm going to finish off with two du'as that I think are really important. رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. سورة النمل. Right, he says, my Lord, enable me to be grateful for you, for your favor, which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and do righteousness of which you approve, and admit me by your mercy into the ranks of your righteous servants. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Our Lord, give us in this world that which is good, and in the hereafter, that which is good. And protect us from the punishment of the fire. That's kind of my talk. I know it's like not the craziest close, but I'm still going, man. Like, this Pakistan thing I've been doing changed my life. And now when you make goals and you structure your life in a way that's pleasing to Allah, confidence just comes. Like, you don't have to figure out, oh, how do I be confident? Figure out who Allah is, right? Some action steps you could take. Find a translation of the Quran. Like, by the way, one of the reasons I had Sheikh Shahid up here, like, this guy's a real dude. Like, sheikhs are real people. Like, do you bleed like regular people do? These guys are normal people, right? And one of the reasons I had him up here, I want to show the relationship. Like, it's okay. Like, if you're struggling with something and if you don't know, it's always great to ask. Humble yourself. Say, look, man, I'm going through this. Like, can I talk to you about it? I talk to him a lot now. He probably is like, yo, hustling's crazy. Well, I'm still crazy. You guys could do it. Seriously, make dua, big time dua, and Allah will answer it if he thinks it's right for you. That is the conclusion of my talk. Jazakallah for coming. I think we'll do a quick Q&A. If anyone has any questions, I would love to answer them, or if I can answer it, Sheikh Shahid can. But outside of that, MYG, I really, really think you guys should be supporting what we're doing. We're on our fifth event now. We're really trying to get people to connect to the masjid. When I was 10 years ago, I would never come here. And if I came here, it's like, yo, put your head down, dog. Like, we want people to feel comfortable here. And if you don't feel comfortable, like, let me know, dog. I've probably been there, right? Who has questions? Anyone have questions? Fatin, my man, what's up? What, say it again? No. I drive, by the way, when it comes to impressing people, you guys try to buy stuff that nobody really cares about. I drive a Honda Civic CNG. It costs like $5,000, right? It's like $12 to fill up, and I go in the carpool lane. One person. Allahu Akbar. I'm telling you guys, save money. Just impress your wife or something. Like, you guys are trying to impress people that don't like you. Like, for real, they don't like you. Any questions? If we don't have any questions, anybody have questions? It's okay. You guys don't have to ask them in public. We'll close out the night. I don't know if you want to make any du'a or night, but I think we already did. Jazakallah for coming. There's chili cheese dogs outside and chili cheese fries. Sorry for going a little bit longer. If you guys want to speak after, I would love to. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته